How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse number 23, our Lord has just been rejoicing in the Father, how he's revealed the truth of the kingdom, the salvation of the Lord unto babes, he says. And he declares there how it is that the Father is only revealed to sinners through him, through the Son. It says in verse number 23, and he's turned him unto his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And so the Lord Jesus tells his disciples the blessing of the Lord upon them, in that they have heard and seen things that prophets and kings. As the Lord mentions there about prophets and kings, we think of Samuel, we think of Moses, we think of Elijah and Elisha, Isaiah, Brother Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Zechariah, Micah, Malachi, Habakkuk. We think of those brethren and how they wrote the scriptures and things that gave us prophecy and hints about the Savior. How would it all be? How would it all come about? How would it be, as David declared, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit ye here until I make your enemies your footstool. How will that be? How will that come to pass? The apostles were there, the disciples were there, and the Lord said, you're seeing things fulfilled here that many, many prophets and kings have desired to see and hear and see fulfilled. You're seeing them and you're hearing them right now. You know what? You and I have a great blessing in having the Word of God in our nation. We have the Scripture, the Bible. And we have it in our own language. We don't have to learn another language to be able to hear the Word of the Lord. We have it here in English. And we see and hear things that many before the coming of the Lord Jesus desired to hear and desired to see. And through his word, we're able to see and hear them too. What a blessing it is. The greatest blessing of all. There's nothing that compares in this world to having seen and understand about the Lord Jesus Christ and him coming to save sinners like you and me. There's nothing greater, no treasure on earth. All the treasures of earth compared could never touch the blessing of hearing and seeing about Jesus. Verse 25, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he, Jesus, said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? So this lawyer stands up. He does nothing but want to, he's doing nothing but wanting to mess with the Lord and draw the Lord into a quarrel and a controversy. And he declares him master. And he says, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And so he turns it on him. The Lord answers with a question. He said, well, how do you read it? What do you see in the law? And the lawyer answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. So that's what the lawyer, this man that studies the Word of God to know the Old Testament scriptures, the Old Testament law written by Moses, he studies that he may know it, and he declares, love God with all you've got, and love your neighbor the way you'd love yourself. And he, Jesus, said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. And so the Lord said, you've got it. You've got the answer. You obey that, and you'll live. You'll live. You'll have everlasting life. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, going from the west to the east, and fell among thieves. This would be a path and a way that these men would know. And stripped him of his raiment, they took his clothes, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead and there naked. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, this is a man that's from Samaria and half Jew and half Gentile or so, a mix, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. And so the Lord puts this scenario about this man that falls among these highwaymen, these thieves. They take his clothes and they wound him and leave him half dead. So he's mortally wounded. He will die in time. Dead. A priest comes by and sees him and keeps on going. A Levite comes by and looks on him, reasoning and reckoning, and keeps on going. But the Samaritan stopped. The Samaritan, when he saw him, he was compassionate. He goes to him and is willing to touch him and deal with him. He binds up the wounds that he has and pouring in the best of what he has. He even takes him and sets him on his own animal that he was riding and takes him to the nearest inn to have a good, safe place for him to deal with him. And he takes care of him. He ministers to him even after he gets him there. And the next day when he gets ready to depart, he gets out money, 2 days' wages. You think about 2 days' wages. And he gives them to the innkeeper, to the host, and says, you take care of him. And if you spend more than this 2 pence taking care of him, I'll repay you when I come back. You think the innkeeper could trust him? Indeed. Now the Lord asks the lawyer, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? The lawyers ask, who's my neighbor? Who's my neighbor that I may love him as I love myself? So the Lord puts this scenario and he tells about a Samaritan, not a priest and not a Levite, but a Samaritan that has compassion. Compassion on another man, even to a great expense, delay of his trip, inconvenience of his day and the night as he cared for the man, a giving of his wealth to be able to care for the man beyond what he would stay and provide him a safe place to get back on his feet. Which of these three, the priest, the Levite, or the Samaritan, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Verse 36. Verse 37, and he, the lawyer, said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. See, it is true that the whole summation of the law of God is to love God with everything and to love your neighbor as yourself. And the Lord is true. If we will keep that, we can be saved. And the thing is about loving God, what's the first way that you show love for someone, for God, for honor and respect towards one that is higher and supreme? You hear and obey and listen to what they say. And the first thing that the Lord tells sinners is to repent of their sins and trust in Jesus Christ. And so loving God takes us directly indeed to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the necessity for us to repent and believe. Because if we do not do that first, nothing else matters, and there's nothing else we can do. Our Lord says unto us in that, in loving him, receive my free gift of my son, and don't work for anything. And so the Lord tells him, you go do the same. Now the Lord isn't saying, so your soul can be saved, you go find some people in some precarious situations and help them out of it. But the Lord is saying, do what the Lord is saying to do. Love him, obey him, and then love others as you love yourself. Verse number 38, now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me alone to serve alone, left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. So the Lord, as he goes on, he comes to the place of Mary and Martha, and also Lazarus, we'll come to find out in future time, and I think it's Bethany, they bid Martha. Martha says, come and eat with us, come be at our house. And Martha's fixing, and she's doing the best that she can to fix up the supper and all that, and she's slaving and working and doing all those things. But her sister Mary goes in there and sits down at Jesus' feet and listens to what he says. Martha gets fed up with it and said, Lord, tell her to come in here and help me. And the Lord says, oh, Martha, you're so careful and troubled about many, many things. I said, Mary's picked the good part. She's chosen the good part of hearing my word, and that's not going to be taken away from her. May the Lord help us to value and understand what's important. The good word of the Lord. The word that if we don't have and we don't receive and we don't believe, the word that causes us to live, and without it, we will die. Have you heard the word of the Lord? Have you heard about his saving grace? Have you heard about salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel fulfilled and his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of sinners? Salvation of repentant sinners and those that would have faith in him. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.
Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.